Well, I'm at NextGen 09. I'm with Helen Anderson from South Witham Broadband, and we are both taking part in the Fibre Camp Britain. And the sound guys in the background are setting up. My other colleagues are getting ready for the session. I wanted to talk to Helen because Helen runs a long-standing, well-known scheme in South Witham. You're interested in Fibre Camp. What do you want to get out of it, Helen?
I think it'd be nice to see how to build and run a next generation network. I'm not at that stage at the minute. I want to see what similarities there are. I want to be able to see how I could take the network forward if that's what I decide to do. I think it'd be interesting to see where the money is coming from for next generation networks, which I'm sure will be the most debated topic. And how you, it's going to be very interesting to see people's responses to how you actually bring a community together for next gen. I mean, it's going to be slightly different than the first time around, because obviously there was nothing then, no broadband at all when the first generation networks were built. So how you actually convince people that they need bigger, better, faster.
Yes.
Will be very interesting.
When you look at your community and you look at what your users are doing, can you see demand for higher speed services, for the next gen type services?
I think people now on our network are noticing when they're streaming, when they're doing YouTube, they're noticing the buffering. I think a lot of them probably don't actually realise what speed they're actually getting. I think, well, there was actually a survey on Think Broadband which threw up some interesting results when they asked questions like what ISPs are out there. 50% only knew of BT, which was absolutely gobsmacking, but the majority of users didn't know what speed they were on. They obviously realised when it was running slow, but they don't actually know, you know, their megabytes from their gigabytes. So it's going to be interesting how you actually get a community together when they've got a service that's probably not doing everything they want it to do, and taking that from actually creating something future-proof.
And it's about the future, really, this whole session.
Absolutely.
How we transition. Great. Thanks, Helen.
Thank you, Brian.